on, Joey.
Rach, I told you everything I knew last night. Look, it's not that big a deal. So Monica and Chandler are doing it.
Oh, I cannot believe you would say that.
Oh, sorry. Monica and Chandler are making love.
No, I mean, come on. This is a huge deal. Come on, I need more details. Like, who initiated the first kiss?
I don't know.
Is he romantic with her?
I don't know.
Are they in love?
I don't know.
Oh. You don't know anything.
Oh, I know one thing.
What?
They did it right there on the couches.
Yeah. Hey, Gunther, could I have a scone, please? Want to hear some good news? Someone I know is getting married. Yeah, and weddings are happy occasions. Oh, by the by, it's my ex-wife, Emily.
Oh, sorry, man.
Here's your scone.
Oh, thanks, Gunther. Thanks. Stupid British snack scone!
Did they teach you that in your anger management class?
Hey, you know what might help you deal with it? Think of it this way. You and Emily are in the past, and you can't be mad about the past. So are you still mad about, you know, the Louisiana Purchase? Bitch, I don't think anybody's mad about that. Exactly, because it's in the past.
Anybody gonna eat that?
It's all dressed up for the big office party. Hey, by the way, what are we celebrating?
Oh, we had a lot of liquor left over from the Christmas party.
I think this is so cool. I mean, none of our friends are here, so we can, you know, be a real couple. We don't have to hide.
I know. I can do this.
Oh. And I can do this.
We can't
do
that.
We can't do that. No.
Hey, bing! Whoa! Who's the pretty lady, and what the hell's she doing with you?
I asked myself that very question, sir. This is Monica. This is my boss, Doug. Doug, this is Monica.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, and this is my wife, Kara.
Nice to meet you, Monica.
Bing! Okay.
Say, Bing, did you hear about the new law firm we got working for us?
No, sir.
Yeah, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. Come on, honey, let's go drink our body weight, huh?
What was that?
What?
That noise you just made.
Oh, that was my work laugh.
Your work laugh?
Oh, yeah, believe me, if you're going to survive this party, you're going to have to come up with one, too.
All right. Check me out.
Okay.
Says $30, Father. Same as in town.
Hey, everybody at work loved you last night.
Really?
And they like me more just because I was with you. I think you repaired a lot of the damage from when they met Joey. And Doug wants us to play tennis with him. He's never even talked to me outside of work. Except for that time when we bumped into each other at that strip club. Strip church. Anyway, I'm going to go try to find a racket.
Hey, I thought you already had one.
Oh, I used to, but then Joey thought it'd be fun to go to Central Park and hit rocks at bigger rocks. Wait, do you have a tennis racket?
Oh, you know, I lent it to Joey, and I've never actually gotten it back.
Okay, good luck with that.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing here? I thought you had to do inventory all day.
Well, yeah, I do. But, you know, I decided I would take a long lunch and spend some time with my friend Monica. You know, I feel like we don't talk anymore. How are you? What is new with you?
Not much. Work's good.
Oh, you know what? We don't have to talk about work. We can talk about anything.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk about relationships.
Okay. Yeah. What's going on with you?
Nothing. You go.
Well, I there was this guy at the bank that I thought was cute. But I don't anymore. Wow. That's juicy. You know what, though, Mon? I actually do have a lot of work to do. So if you're sure there's just not anything else?
Yes, I'm sure. Rachel, is there something that you want to talk to me about?
No.
There was. I wouldn't tell you.
Okay, that's what happened. You get your turn.
Hey, James, what's going on?
Nothing. This is not over.
No.
What?
I was up all night writing this really nasty letter to Emily. It was perfect, and now it's all covered in... Actually, thanks.
All right, everybody ready to go to the movies?
Actually, I think I'm going to skip it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to stay and read my book. I just want to be alone right now.
Oh, sure you don't want to come? Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, they get mail and stuff.
That's okay, Joe.
All right. Let's go, Phoebes.
Oh, God!
I gotta tell you, Bing, that partner of yours is a real tiger. You all right, Phoebus? We're just gonna get a little sip of water.
Am I on fire today or what? Those birds are brown, basted, and ready to be carved.
Okay, easy, Martina. I think we should let them win the next game.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you just said.
Let them win one.
Are you crazy? We own those two. Wait, look at him. He can't even breathe, and she's popping pills.
You're not even giving them a chance.
They have rackets, don't they?
Bing, I think we're going to make this the last game.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Put me out of my misery.
Are you sure you never played pro?
No.
Please let them win.
I'll take it down to 95%, but that's the best I can do.
Oopsie, missed it.
I got it.
Nice shot.
I got it.
Long.
I can't believe you let them win.
Yeah. At least you hid your feelings well about it.
I was frustrated.
It was my racket.
I was frustrated with you.
If we hadn't lost the game, they would never have invited us to dinner tomorrow night.
You know what really bothers me? It's how different you act around them. I mean, you know, the throwing the tennis games, the fake laugh, the see you later, Bing. Not if I see you first, Doug. I gotta tell you, I don't like work, Chandler, okay? The guy's a suck-up.
Okay, well, you know what? Because you said that, I'm not putting out tonight.
I'm telling you something's wrong. My brother does not stay out all night.
Maybe we should check the trash chute.
Ross couldn't fit down the trash chute?
That's right. He almost could. Which is exactly how I got stuck there.
Hey!
Where are you?
God! Where the hell have you been?
Just, you know, out.
Oh, out! Oh, God, I don't know why we didn't think to check there. What were you doing?
I went to a bar, and then I just walked around for a while.
You walked around all night in the city by yourself?
He hooked up!
He hooked up with someone! Look, I don't have to answer your questions, okay? I'm a big boy. I can do whatever I want.
He hooked up.
Tell us about her.
Ross, you left your scarf in here.
Hey, you guys.
I
Okay. Oh, okay. I know what you all are thinking. But Chandler is in Yemen. I'm a young woman. I have needs. I can't wait forever.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking.
So I'm asking you, please, just take a moment before you judge me.
Oh, nobody's judging you.
Oh. Okay, you, Mr. Right Place at the Right Time. Call me.
Okay, look, I know what you guys are going to say.
You two would have very hairy children.
Okay, I didn't know you would say that.
Ross! Janice!
All right, hold on. This is Ross, okay? He's our friend. He obviously went crazy. He obviously lost his mind.
But I didn't lose my mind, okay? Janice and I have a lot in common. We've both been divorced. We both have kids.
So are you actually going to see her again?
Phoebe, don't put ideas in his head.
I am going to see her again.
Damn it, Phoebe!
Okay, I have to tell you something that I've never admitted throughout our entire friendship, but when we were in high school, I made out with James Farrow, even though I knew that you liked him. Wow, that feels so good to get off my chest. Okay, you go.
My turn. What are you talking about?
Oh, Monica. I know about you and Chandler.
What?
I overheard you guys on the phone the other day, and you said, I'll just tell Rachel that I'm doing laundry for a couple of hours. And he said, laundry? Is that my new nickname? And you said, no, you know what your nickname is, Mr. Big.
Sounds like you're writing yourself a little play there, Rach. Let me know how that one turns out.
Well, I wouldn't know because I got so freaked out, I hung up the phone.
Well, if you had kept listening, you would have heard me call him Mr. Big... It.
What?
Mr. Bigot. He tells the most racist jokes.
All right. So that's it. You're telling me there's nothing going on between you and Chandler.
Me and Chandler?
All right, put your 20 bucks down.
Okay.
First one to find the tasty treat wins. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get the contestants out of their isolation booths. And they're off.
Ooh. Get your foot off my contestant, Judge!
Judge rules, no violation.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, it's so weird to say this, but I just had a great date with Janice.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I opened up to her about all the terrible stuff that's been happening to me. I mean, I talked for hours. It is amazing to have someone give you such focused attention.
You don't need Janice for that. You've got us.
Then the duck gets the nutter butter.
No! Wait, that's not a nutter butter. That's just an old wonton.
No, judge rules. Nutter butter.
Oh, tough call.
Yeah.
But seriously, I strongly believe that we should all support President Clinton and her husband Bill.
So, how do you kids like your coffee?
Oh, none for me, thanks.
Just a little bit of sugar.
Well, maybe I'll bring it out and have Monica stick her finger in it. That ought to sweeten it up, huh?
How does that laugh not give you a headache?
Oh, you get used to it.
You know, I don't think that I can. So if you don't mind, maybe this will be it for me on the work things.
Well, so I laugh at my boss's jokes. What's the big deal?
I'd rather not hang out with a sniveling work weasel guy when I could be hanging out with my boyfriend who I actually respect.
Oh.
I gotta apologize for Kara's coffee, you know? Feel sorry for it if it ever got in a fight. It's not strong enough to defend itself. See what I said, Bing?
What?
It's a joke, Bing. What's the matter with you?
Well, I just didn't think it was funny, sir.
Excuse me?
Well, I just...
Honey, I just don't think that you understood the joke.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was really funny. I just don't think that you got it. You see, Kara's coffee is weak tasting.
Okay, but what Doug did was imply that it was weak physically. You get it now, honey?
I think I do.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank God you could use help.
Coffee in a fight.
Hey, Rach. Do you mind if I read my comic books in here?
Sure. Why?
Oh, well, Chandler and Monica are over there, and you know, it's kind of hard to concentrate.
What? She just called and said that she was going to be working late. Okay, she keeps lying to me. That's it. You know what? I'm just going to go over there, and I'm confronting them right now.
All right, so you're telling me that I have to tell racist jokes now?
I'm not very good at this. I'm a terrible liar, and I hate having to lie to Rachel.
Yeah, but we're not ready to tell yet.
I know. Ever since high school, Rachel was the one person that I told everything to, you know. I miss that so much now. She's my best friend. Joey? Oh, my God, Rachel! Hey! Hi! What are you doing here?
Well, I was actually... I came over here to borrow this lamp. To, look at my books. You know, see them a little better.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, what I was doing in Chandler's room is that, I was cleaning it. In fact, he pays me to clean it.
Oh! What a, you know, great way to make some extra pocket money.
You know, when I said to you earlier that I was at work, I'm at my new work.
Good enough, right?
Okay, well, I'm going to go look at my books. Okay.
Okay.
Go get back to my new job.
Okay. Congratulations on your new job.
Man, she is really gullible.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Actually, I should get going.
Oh, you sure? Because I can stay out as late as you want. I told you how I'm on sabbatical from work, right?
Yes, yes, you did. What is wrong now?
This isn't what I ordered. Man, can't anything go right in my life? First my marriage falls apart, and then I know,
and then you lose your apartment, and then you lose your job, and then your ex-wife gets married so fast, and now the coffee, Ross, we need to talk.
Okay. Sometimes I feel...
No. I'm going to talk. I believe that the sun has set on our day in the sun.
What?
You're a very sweet person, Ross. Unfortunately, I just don't think I can take another second of your whining.
Let me make sure I'm hearing this right. You're ending this with me because I'm too whiny? So you're saying I've become so whiny that I annoy you, Janice.
Well, yeah!
Oh, my God.
Are you going to be okay?
I am now.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Well, I guess that's 2 out of 3. Joey.
Dude, we gotta talk.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you something before you heard it from someone else, and I, hope this isn't too weird, but, I had a thing with Janice. Well, you're not mad?
Why would I be mad?
Well, because, you know, there are certain rules about this kind of stuff. You don't fool around with your friends' ex-girlfriends or possible girlfriends or girls they're related to.
I am mad. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to forgive you. Because that's what friends do. They forgive their friends when they do everything you just said, all the things on the list there. Well, but I want you to remember that I forgave you.
Okay.
I also want you to remember that I let you live here rent-free.
All right.
And I want you to remember that I gave you $27. No strings attached. Now, if you can't remember that, I think we should write it down. Let's write it down.